Now, asylum seekers who've been languishing in detention centres are set to be resettled in regional areas where there are labour shortages. The decision has been welcomed by some community leaders. Michael Edwards has been testing reaction for PM.
The debate over multiculturalism divides many in our political sphere, but many in regional Australia embrace it. Cole Murray is the Mayor of Tamworth Regional Council in New South Wales.
I guess the culture of the community of Tamworth, I'd suggest, has changed over time, and Tamworth has a lot of international residents now, and our citizenship ceremonies, which I have the privilege to preside over every 8 weeks, we see probably, you know, from 15 to 30 immigrants choosing Tamworth to be their home, which is, I think, is great news, and it's really added to the diversity of our community.
And the ethnic mix in Australia's regional areas could diversify further with the changes to immigration law that just passed the Senate. The changes have reintroduced temporary protection visas and given asylum seekers the right to work. Asylum seekers could also soon qualify for what will be known as a Safe Haven Enterprise Visa, or a SHEV. These are designed to encourage refugees to live and work in regional areas with labour shortages and could eventually offer a pathway to a permanent visa. Cole Murray says he can see many opportunities for asylum seekers who move to places such as Tamworth.
Look, I think it'll probably sit alongside the existing scheme where 457 workers come to Tamworth to work. There's quite a few jobs at some of our food processing works, etc., that seems to attract some of those workers. So I'd see an extension for asylum seekers would be a logical place, yes.
For some, the argument in favour of allowing asylum seekers to work in regional areas makes good economic sense. Jack Archer from the Regional Australia Institute says there's a strong economic argument in favour of it.
There absolutely is. We've got regions in Australia which are working very hard, where there's a very few spare people, and they have a need for people who are willing to come and find a new community, be part of that community and engage in work.
The Regional Australia Institute is a think tank that develops policy and advocates for change in rural areas.
The Regional Australia Institute released Inside Australia's Regional Competitiveness Index 2 weeks ago, and that shows that our tightest labour markets, the tightest labour markets in the country, are in regional Australia. So targeting these people into those areas where we do have a need for more people and for jobs does make a lot of sense.
What sort of industries could they work in, for example?
Agriculture will be one important industry, I think, and also light industries that support agriculture and industry in rural areas. So that might be simple manufacturing jobs or other types of occupation. A mixture of potentially seasonal work, but also full-time work in agricultural enterprises.
But Jack Archer says asylum seekers will need support to adjust to life in country towns.
I think we can make that work if we do the process in the right way. So if we target people into willing communities who are looking to have people join the community and take those jobs and who are able to accommodate them and have the services or are able to develop the services to help them make that transition. One of the most important things is that often settlement services fall back to local governments and making arrangements to ensure that these people who'll be making a very difficult transition from being in detention and into regional Australia and into the workforce have the appropriate support to make that work.
For now, though, there are far more pressing issues at hand for the thousands of asylum seekers affected by the changes to immigration laws. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, says he's already taken action to remove children from detention. He says he expects the first temporary protection visas to be issued early next year, and that 5,000 asylum seekers who had cases already partially assessed would soon be eligible for TPVs. Along with being able to work, asylum seekers will also be able to access welfare and medical treatment. According to refugee advocates, it's a slight improvement, but still a long way from providing any long-term stability for these people. Michaela Byers is an immigration lawyer based in Sydney.
Just leaves people in a permanent vicious circle of having to prove again in 3 years' time that they're still a refugee, and it just adds to the big backlog in the system going through the department, the tribunal and the courts. So there'll just be quite a few of us going round in circles, unfortunately.
The new TPVs may grant refugees protection for 3 years, but they can still be sent back to their home countries after that if the government deems conditions there have improved.
Michael Edwards.